allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Us left or right,
we are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American, that's what I am, that's what I think and what I do. I am American, that's what I am, and I bleed red, white, and blue. And I bleed red, white, and blue. It's not about party, it's about what's right.
We are American.
Taking back our country, come and join the fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Stand up.
Got a house in order and got yours inside.
Hello everyone and welcome back. Resurrect Republic RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host for this evening, Lori Anderson. Later on, I will be joined with Eric Hughes Jones as well as host, hopefully, Tom Lacovera Stewart. He has been in the middle of a transition, so we will be thankful if he is also able to join us this evening. As you know, this past week we've been covering Tyler Whitman's case. If you want to hear about Tyler Whitman's case, you can listen to Monday and Tuesday's broadcast. But as well, last night we were covering the symptoms and the electromagnetic hypersensitivity, or otherwise known as EHS, due to smart meters. Well, tonight I'm going to kind of shift a little bit away from that, but I also, it has everything to do with the electromagnetic situations, the smart technology, the smart meters, if you will, even though it's not a smart meter I'm going to be discussing tonight. So I wanted to do a service, and I wanted to look further into and explore these smart technologies, because many individuals have called in and they have mentioned these things, and some people listening to the radio show, well, are they conspiracy theories? Are they crazy people with tinfoil hats? Do they know what they're talking about? What is my topic for tonight? My topic for tonight is active denial technology, or otherwise known as ADT. Is it a conspiracy theory or is it a fact? And I hope to answer those questions for you this evening. So I decided that I was going to dig deeper. And I am going to dig deeper tonight to answer the many questions or statements about the active denial technology, otherwise known as ADT. I want to answer the questions for you. Does it really exist, or are people just conspiracy theorists with tinfoil hats? If it does exist, what is it used for? How does it work? Who has the ability to use it? First, we must establish whether or not it actually exists, and then we will dig deeper and answer the other questions involved. If you would, Mike, please get LV1 ready. This is a video of the active denial technology. This was October 23rd, 2013, and the video was by Sergeant Brittany Fogel from the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate. Part of the Department of Defense. Please play LV1, Mike.
DOD's active denial technology and future solid-state active denial technology system will produce a focused beam of directed energy to provide our troops a non-lethal option to stop deter, and turn back suspicious individuals with minimal risk of injury. Active denial technology is designed to protect the innocent, minimize fatalities, and limit collateral damage across the range of military operations. Active denial technology uses radio frequency millimeter waves at a frequency of 95 gigahertz. Traveling at the speed of light, the millimeter wave directed energy engages the subject, penetrating the skin to a depth of only about 1/64th of an inch. The beam produces an intolerable heating sensation, compelling the targeted individual to instinctively move. For the military, active denial technology can be used for both force application and force protection missions. Applications include crowd control, perimeter security, patrol and convoy protection, and other defensive and offensive operations from both fixed site or mobile platforms. While the Active Denial System Advanced Concept Technology Demonstration succeeded in demonstrating a large-scale version of Active Denial Technology, a smaller-scale, more mobile version is being developed by the U.S. Army and the DoD's Non-Lethal Weapons Program, utilizing solid-state technology. This system will demonstrate and prove out the critical technologies for a follow-on tactical system, which will be an adjunct system that can be installed on a range of tactical or support vehicles. It will have an azimuth drive for full 360-degree coverage, e-steering and azimuth for fine steering control, and full e-steering and elevation. With an invisible beam, speed of light targeting, and silent operation, it can be used in a wide range of operations, such as enhanced combat mobility in dense urban areas, where it quickly and safely moves civilians obstructing vehicle mobility. Or it can be used to safely deter unarmed but suspicious civilians observing U.S. forces. At entry control points, it provides an additional layer of response for dealing with potentially threatening targets and potential crowd violence. It can be quickly de-escalated by targeting the leader, or if necessary, by panning across the entire crowd, while armed individuals mixed in a crowd can be engaged without risk to surrounding civilians. Since the beam can penetrate window glass, it can also be used for non-lethal engagement of suspicious vehicles potentially threatening U.S. forces. The SS-ADT will be a lightweight, non-kinetic, non-lethal anti-personnel system, providing an alternative to lethal force.
Okay. So that was directly from the Department of Defense. I believe I've answered the first question. Yes. Active denial technology indeed does exist, has been used, and I have proven that point to you. Of course, after the show, make sure you access the links before the below the show. You will have access to everything that I'm reporting on tonight, as I always like to provide facts and proof. Wikipedia, and I normally do not quote Wikipedia, however, this is really accurate on this statement, and I have documents to back it up. So, Wikipedia says the active denial system is a non-lethal directed energy weapon developed by the U.S. military, designed for area denial, perimeter security, and crowd control. Informally, the weapon was also called the heat ray, since it works by heating the surface of targets, such as the skin of targeted human subjects. Raytheon is currently marketing a reduced-range version of the technology. The ADS was deployed in 2010 with the United States military in the Afghanistan War, but was withdrawn without seeing combat. On August 20, 2010, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, pay close attention, yes, we're talking about ONCON, inside the United States of America, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department announced its intent to use the technology on prisoners in the Pitchless Detention Center in Los Angeles, stating its intent to use it in operational evaluation in situations such as breaking up prisoner fights. The ADS is currently only a vehicle-mounted weapon, though U.S. Marines and police are both working on portable versions. ADS was developed under the sponsorship of the Department of Defense Non-Lethal Weapons Program, with the Air Force Research Laboratory as the lead agency. There are reports that Russia and China are developing their own versions of the active denial system. Now, I'm not going to go into further detail on the Wikipedia because I want to use the Department of Defense documents in order to be able to share those with you. So we are discussing the active denial system, and to really understand, because this of course goes along with what we've been talking about, the electromagnetic hypersensitivity this week and the different side effects from it. This goes down into a lot of that same topic. So I wanted to share with you a couple of other clips so that you can hear firsthand of what the Department of Defense has put out. September 11, 2013, at a joint base in Langley, Eustis, Virginia, Sergeant Justin Bowling and Corporal Clayton Flipowitz, Defense Media Activity for the U.S. Marines, he traveled to the joint base of Langley, Eustis, to show a firsthand look into the Department of Defense's latest advancement in the non-lethal technology, the active denial system. I'm going to let you hear that clip. If you would, Mike, please play LV2.
Hi, I'm Lance Corporal Clayton Filipovich from the Corps Report, and I'm here with the gear. Now, we're at Joint Base Langley, Eustis, and we're about to figure out what it takes to get toasted like a bagel. But first, let's learn a little bit more about the active denial system. So right behind me is the ADS system, and what we're going to do is we're going to go on the ship and find out what really makes it bring the heat. So this is where the ADS system is controlled. It's very cramped, small, almost like my living quarters in the barracks. Just kidding. But for real, this is very, very cramped. So the guy's in here, he's controlling the monitors. It's got it pinpointed all the way down to small little crosshairs, and it's really impressive. Probably the coolest thing about this little getup is the Atari-like joystick that they use to control the system. And I'm pretty sure I'd be qualified to operate this system because I'm pretty good at Call of Duty. So you've got the two monitors right here. You could probably play split screen. I don't know. We'll have to ask about that. It's very cramped, and I'm a little claustrophobic, so I am going to go ahead and leave this to professionals and get out. I'm ready, sir. Wow. Wow. So, sir, I've seen this operated on one person, but how does it measure up against a crowd of people?
You can use it on a crowd to move a crowd from one area to the other. That's the beauty of the system. You can actually sweep from left to right, start on one end, and you can get them in the direction that you want to go. So it's very useful to the commander, moving people in a specific direction.
So it's a very effective weapon that has a very broad range of things they can do. And at the same time, it's non-lethal. It's not going to kill
Absolutely.
You. So for the people that think, oh, I'm going to be roasted alive, as soon as you get out of the heat, your skin's fine, you feel normal.
And that's correct.
I really like that about the system.
Yeah.
Some people think that the Marine Corps is all about dropping bodies, but that's just not true. In fact, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General James Amis, is the Department of Defense's executive agent for non-lethal weapons. Non-lethal weapons are the future of keeping our service members safe. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you on the next installment of With the Gear.
All right. So he not only explained a little bit more, when you actually see the video, you can see that he allowed himself to be hit with this active denial technology. And the system in and of itself, they allege that it is safe. I have a lot of questions that I'm going to be asking towards the end of the presentation of what I'm going to be giving to you tonight. But I found a lot of very interesting information about the active denial system in and of itself. The active denial technology produces a focused beam of directed energy to provide our troops a non-lethal option to stop, deter, and turn back suspicious individuals with minimal risk of injury. The active denial technology is designed to protect the innocent, minimize fatalities, and limit collateral damage across the range of military operations. So how does it work? Active denial technology uses radio frequency millimeter waves at a frequency of 95 gigahertz. Traveling at the speed of light, the millimeter wave-directed energy engages the subject, penetrating the skin to a depth of only about 1/64th of an inch, or the equivalent of 3 sheets of paper. The beam produces an intolerable heat sensation, compelling the targeted individual to instinctively move. The sensation immediately ceases when the individual moves out of the beam or when the operator turns off the beam. There is minimal risk of injury due to the shallow energy penetration into the skin at this short wavelength and normal human instinctive reactions. Now, when you watch the videos, you see that there is actually someone who is controlling where that beam is being sent to. Continuing on. Military applications. The active denial technology can be used for both force application and force protection missions. Applications include crowd control, patrol, and convoy protection, perimeter security, and other defensive and offensive operations from both fixed site or mobile platforms. Non-lethal directed energy weapons using active denial technology have the potential to provide a non-lethal effect at distances up to and beyond small arms range, providing the U.S. military forces with additional time and space to assess the intent of potential adversaries. The current configurations. From 2002 to 2007, the active denial system advanced concept technology demonstration integrated and packaged active denial technology into two system configurations. System 1, the technology prototype, integrated the technology into a high-mobility, multi-purpose wheeled vehicle. System 2 was built as an armored, containerized system transportable by tactical vehicles. Please remember that word, tactical vehicles. Both systems successfully completed a series of land and maritime-based military utility assessments. In 2014 through 2015, System 1 was refurbished into a more robust and mobile system transported by the Marine Corps MTVR truck. Both prototypes are long-range. Large spot sizes systems are available for service or combatant command exercises and are suitable for operational employment. According to the Department of Defense, the human effects testing on the large-scale version of the active denial technology has included more than 13,000 exposures on volunteer subjects, both in static demonstrations and in realistic operational assessments. Both laboratory research and full-scale test results demonstrated that there was only a 1/10 of a 1% chance of injury from a System 1 or a System 2 exposure. Research on the safety and effectiveness of a 95 gigahertz millimeter wave directed energy has been peer-reviewed in numerous professional journals and independently reviewed by the Human Effects Advisory Panel. A copy of the panel's report is available on the Department of Defense website. Technology demonstrations. Due to the novel nature of the active denial technology, non-lethal effect, the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Program has had a proactive strategy in raising the awareness on the benefits, safety, and effectiveness of this new technology. Several major broadcast and print media reporters have attended technology demonstrations, allowing for firsthand accounts on experiencing the effect of System 1 or 2. Active denial technology has been featured on CBS's 60 Minutes, the Discovery Channel's Future Weapons Program, and the History Channel's Modern Marvels Program. A U.S. Marine-produced active denial technology video can be also viewed at the Department of Defense website. While the active denial system advanced concept technology demonstration succeeded in demonstrating a large-scale version of the active denial technology, a smaller-scale, more mobile version is also of military interest. Several efforts are underway to identify new millimeter wave sources that will allow for reduced size, weight, and system costs with instant turn-on and shoot-on-the-move capabilities. And on that note, we'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us to learn more.
Whoa. This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
A revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary prize for your eyes. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. So we'll be real Americans. Stand up, no more hiding your face in the sand. We're real Americans, please stand up. Divided, we're falling, but united we'll stand.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Resurrect Republic RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host for this evening, Lori Anderson. We will be joined, hopefully, by Thomas Lacavera Stewart a little bit later on in the show, as well as Eric Hughes Jones, hopefully later on this evening, so that he can give us an update on the Tyler Whitman situation if he has any new information. Currently, I am speaking with you about the ATDT, Active Denial Technology. Does it exist? Well, I think I've proven already that yes, it does. So that also means the individuals who call into the show and they start talking about the ADT or the active denial technology or active denial system, they are not crazy conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing individuals. They actually know what they're speaking about. I wanted to make sure that this was known because this goes a little bit deeper than what we may think. So as I was researching on the active denial technology, I found some very interesting information.
And before I get to that information, I'm going to play the last clip that I have from the Department of Defense, and it is the active denial system demo. It was recorded in March 9th of 2012. The video was done by Sergeant Andrew Milner, Defense Media Activity, and it was done in Quantico, Virginia. If you would please, Mike, play that clip. It's not.
Hi, I'm Lance Corporal Clayton Filipovich from the Corps Report, and I'm here with the gear. Now, we're at Joint Base Langley Eustis, and we're about to figure out what it takes to get toasted like a bagel. But first, let's learn a little bit more about the active denial system.
Okay. Okay, so the video, apparently, I apologize to everyone. I didn't give the correct link for that. However, you did hear the other two clips in which the Department of Defense put out themselves. For the other, I do apologize. However, you can find this on the source links below the show, and you can see for yourself exactly how it works. Later on in the show, after I go through some more facts with you, I'm going to ask you some questions, and they are very thought-provoking. However, let's remember the MRAPs that we have all over the United States of America. Do they have the possibility of holding the active denial technology? We'll answer that. Okay, do you have it, Mike? Okay.
Marines and several other DOD representatives had quite the heated demonstration at Quantico, Virginia from the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate.
This is a military area. Move away from the perimeter. I say again, this is a military area. Move away from the perimeter.
Their new active denial system boasts a reach far beyond any other non-lethal system.
Well, it's a versatile system, and it has a range of non-lethal capability that we can't even come close to with any of our fielded systems today that are in our military forces.
About 7 football fields, to give it some perspective. It can deter individuals on a military perimeter all the way up to a riotous crowd. All without permanent harm.
It only penetrates 1/64th of an inch of your skin. Goes very shallow into where your nerve receptors are. And there's no permanent injury caused by it. Very safe system. We've built in some safety margins and training for the operators.
They even let any of the guests volunteer to test out its effectiveness and safety, including the Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, and Assistant Secretary of the Navy. Most described it as feeling like a hot oven or grill being opened up.
It is something that, once again, probably the safest system that that we've developed as far as the non-lethal capability.
From Washington, I'm Sergeant Andrew Milner.
So as you can see, they were testing it on individuals. You will be able to access those clips. I wanted to talk to you about the MRAPs and the different things that I found with this technology. So the active denial technology basically will make you feel, if you are hit with that beam, extremely hot and make you move away from that area. Well, speaking about those MRAPs, if you don't know what an MRAP means, it means mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle. And we'll get back to you after a couple of words from our sponsors. We'll cover those MRAPs for you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Resurrect the Republic RTR, Truth Media Reloaded. We're born free, and as such, we must speak out. And tonight, we're having an interesting conversation about the active denial technology, also known as ADT. It's not conspiracy theory, it is fact. So what I was getting ready to go over had to do with the MRAN, NRAPs, known as mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles. Yes, we know our military uses them, but we also know that these MRAPs have been put all around the United States of America, being allowed into the police departments, sheriff's departments, and widely used over the years. Many of the SWAT teams and individuals that are not even in SWAT teams have been caught using MRAPs because those vehicles, of course, have been, quote-unquote, needed, as the police departments say, even though that's not really the reality. Our police and our sheriffs across this union are better armed than many of our men and women overseas in active combat. So I wanted to bring up the fact about the MRAPs. And what I am going to be reading off of, it is Plans, Policies, and Operations Mine-Resistant Ambush Protected Vehicle MRAP Ground Combat Element Advocate Science and Technology Advisor Case Study. It states the views expressed in the study constitute the personal views of the author and do not represent those of PLI, PL, PPNO, HQMC, USMC, DON, or the DOD. However, the information that is in this document by Franz J. Gall, January 22, 2008, is very interesting. The Information Operations and Space Integration Branch, PLI, Strategy Plans and Division, PL, Plans and Policies and Operations, which is the PPNO, Headquarters, United States Marine Corps. So, according to this document, the Active Denial Technology System, ADS or ADT, before and since the declaration of the war on terrorism in 2001, the U.S. has faced an asymmetrically advantaged enemy who gains disproportionate propaganda advantages from media images of the U.S. U.S.'s excessive use of lethal kinetic force. Such images have harmed the USMCIO and public affairs. Campaigns with a significant adverse impact on the ability of the Marine Corps operating forces to accomplish their missions in Al-Anbar Province, Iraq. Operationalization of non-kinetic NLW technologies is critical to mitigating this non-trivial impact. In a minute, everything is going to connect for you, I hope. Pay attention to wording very carefully, especially if you are a longtime listener and you've listened to me talk about mastering the human domain. I'm Jade Helm 15, please pay attention to the terminology. Since 2001, the most promising NLW technology has been and remains active denial technology-based DEW capabilities and systems. ADT is also the most mature NLW poster child of JNLWP. Operational benefits of ADT's demonstrated NLW effects are not debatable. As evidence, since 2001, multiple expressions of need from operators have been submitted in an effort to accelerate the fielding of an initial ADT capability, as well as influence further technology development towards expeditionary weapons suitability. Since 2001, the two ADT UNS have been received from two MEF and one ADT UUNS and one ADT JUONS have originated with IMEF. Several additional ADT needs have originated with HQMC, Advocates, the U.S. Army, CENTCOM, and the 1st Marine Division. Most pertinent current need originated with IMEF for a long-range NLW that specifically requests only operationally effective and suitable ADT configurations that can be mass-produced, namely the COTS, C-O-T-S, all capitals, all together, Silent Guardian, and the Active Denial System 2. Now, in this document, it states that the CMC DOD EA for the NLW development has under his charge, the JNLWD, the USMC, which is, of course, U.S. Marine Corps, an ST program, Requirements Division of the MCCDC. It is the collective character of these organizations to transition ADT in support of requesting United States Marine Corps operating forces. In spite of numerous expressed United States Marine Corps needs for the ADT since 2001, no MCCDC or U.S. Marine Corps ST&T funding has been programmed to develop for field ADT in vehicle integrated configurations of operator interest or in the miniaturization of enabling technologies such as solid-state ADTs. Now, I'm not going to continue to read out of this. However, this document shows the ADT system on vehicles that are much like our MRAPs. Am I saying our MRAPs have them? No. I'm saying it is a possibility, and that is definitely something to look into. As we have been fighting consistently with the police state initiative for years, we know that what we just read off of Wikipedia also points to that the Sheriff's Department out in California was also wanting one to use. Who knows? Maybe they have one in one of their local MRAPs. Now, with that being said, there is quite a lot of information that I wanted to tie together for you that I found a little bit disturbing. And I know if Tom is listening, he will know exactly where I'm going with this. In the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Program Science and Technology Strategic Plan, that publication is for 2016 through 2025. And let me read to you just one part of what they have in here. Quote, the National Security Strategy, NSS, of February 2015 reconfirms national level priorities by outlining the ways and means to safeguard our national interests through strong and sustainable leadership. It lays out the principles and priorities to guide the use of American power and influence across the globe and continues to emphasize the need to strengthen further U.S. and international capacity to prevent conflict among and within states, in part through providing leadership in S&T and innovation, and emphasizes that scientific discovery and technological innovation empower American leadership with a competitive edge that secures our military advantage, propels our economy, and improves the human condition. As a follow-on to the National Security Strategy, the June 2015 National Military Strategy outlines the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff rendering of the U.S. military contributions to national security. It describes how the employment of our military forces will protect and advance our national interests through adapting to new threats, maintaining comparative advantage over traditional ones, supporting the other instruments of national power, enabling our network of allies and partners, and continuing to emphasize agility, innovation, and integration. The NMS provides an integrated approach composed of the three national military objectives: to deter, deny, and defeat state adversaries, to disrupt, degrade, and defeat violent extremist organizations, and to strengthen our global network of allies and partners. It notes that the U.S. military pursues these objectives by conducting globally integrated operations, implementing institutional reforms at home, and sustaining the capabilities, capacity, and readiness required to prevail in conflicts that may differ significantly in scope, scale, and duration. It further states, quote, we are aligning our programmatic efforts to take advantage of insights gleaned from the Defense Innovation Initiative, which is aimed at identifying potential strategic and operational advantages through wargaming, concept development, and a wide array of technology investments. I continue. Strategic drivers. The National and Military Strategic Guidance described above, along with the other joint and service strategy documents, are relatively consistent in their renderings of the future security environment. They outline a complex, interconnected world that is increasingly locked together by trade and technology. While non-state actors and natural disasters continue to disturb what stability exists, nearly all the documents predict that the United States will continue to be engaged in addressing terrorist groups and transnational crime, but will do so by increasing the number of expeditionary and light operations as opposed to sustained military campaigns. Their forecasts for the 2025 time frame also include less well-understood trends that could affect upcoming developments of NLWs and how they are employed. These strategic drivers include megacities, engagement and special operations, emphasis on non-kinetic fires, dispersed non-linear battlefields, unmanned systems. Continuing on, it says under the megacities, quote, globally, more people live in urban areas than in rural areas. In 1950, 30% of the world's population resided in urban areas, and by 2050, 66% of it is projected to growth of megacities. Currently, 34 megacities with 24 along the laterals. By 2030, recognize that number, everyone? Agenda 2030, maybe? By 2030, expected to be 39 and 29, respectively. That's the Department of the Navy, the future of naval innovation. Quote, today there are currently 34 megacities, cities with populations of 10 million or more in the world, a number that is expected to grow to nearly 40 during the next 10 years, with many of them emerging in the Asia-Pacific region. In addition to being the epicenters of human activity, they are also expected to challenge future operational planners, as they've been characterized by. This is what they've been characterized by, everybody. Poverty and social unrest, massive infrastructure limitations, environmental and pollution concerns, increased disease transmission due to close quarters and minimal sanitation and public health infrastructure, ungoverned neighborhoods and spaces, challenging demographics with young, unemployed citizens. Taken together, these megacity characteristics highlight the prospect of instability over stability, as they also hold high propensity for unrest, disruption, and disorder on a large scale, and will likely be the focus of urban operations as the joint force responds to future hotspots. Why do I keep bringing this up? Because some individuals probably think, oh, this is just talking about overseas. How many of you remember me covering Mastering the Human Domain in Jade Helm 15? Tom and I, for a very long time, have connected those dots. As you heard when I was reading through this document, it is about the National Security Strategy, February 2015. Anyone remember what National Security Strategy that was? That was the one that President Obama put forth, the TPP and the International Order in Chapter 5. This is what they're going off of. When we connected dots, the Special Operations Forces and the situation with Jade Helm 15 and Mastering the Human Domain, we connected the dots that they would be working with quote-unquote interagency partners. Those interagency partners were all the way up from Department of Homeland Security, FBI, local police officers, sheriffs, town councils. Yeah. And then Rand Corporation was so polite to put out a document trying to figure out a way to get around that Posse Comitatus Act. So what they did was they suggested that, well, in a way to get around it is them not be active military, but NGOs. Yeah, are we starting to get the picture? However, I want to flip this for a minute, because we know this technology does exist. I have proven this. So explain to me why, when the things were going on in Ferguson a long time ago and all the riots were going on, why didn't they just pull out an ADS? When we have our border wide open and individuals are wanting the border sealed and shut, why don't we just have people out there with an ADS system which would stop them? We'll ask a couple more of those questions after a couple words from our sponsors. Let's get people thinking and let's get it done right. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our paycheck. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Resurrect Republic RTR Truth Media Reloaded. And we have been discussing the active denial technology, the ADT possibility of being on MRAPs. And right now, I am reading to you out of the strategic plan for 2016 through 2025, Science and Technology Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Program. We were discussing the megacities. continues to state the U.S. military is capable of operations in urban environments, but the mere scale of these megacities will present challenges in addressing security, intelligence gathering, strategic partnerships, and regional stability. This will require new capabilities and concepts as well as changes to policy and doctrine. Army Chiefs of Staff Future Study Plan, the Megacity Operational Challenges of the Force to 2025 and Beyond, states it most succinctly. Quote, to be effective in this sort of environment, security forces will need to blend police, infantry, and military special forces. They must have the capability for higher granular intelligence collection and knowledge management and for rapid networking, partnership building, and innovation. Unquote. The effective employment of non-lethal weapons will be critical in the measured responses to situations our forces encounter in these challenging operating environments. So as I agree, it is a great thing to have weaponry that is not killing people. I saw the demonstrations myself, and it was pretty impressive. Are they going to be using that on us? It would be better than using bullets, in my opinion, or tear gas. Now, before I went to break, I was discussing with you the border, or Ferguson riots. Why wasn't this type of technology utilized? We know they are combining the Special Operations Command, Special Forces, otherwise known as SOFs, Special Operations Forces. They are integrating those with Department of Homeland Security, with the FBI, with local law enforcement, sheriff's departments. We know this because Operation Jade Helm exposed that. Mastering the Human Domain surely exposed that. RAND Corporation all the way up to CFR also exposed that. 21st Century Police Force document exposed that, which was going on during the Obama administration. However, note that the years of this document I'm reading off of is 2016 through 2025. And here's the kicker. It is going off the national security strategy for February 2015, which was the exact direct threat to all of the people in our union. We'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us. Welcome to the face of the new democracy.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.